Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, we're getting there. Not exactly arriving at fall-like temps yet, but it's better. 72 at our studios. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to our Monday morning so far. Accident-free conditions and light traffic. No delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. That ride from Fairhope and Daphne to Spanish Fort and traveling downtown, no problems. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, clear, and again Mobile, no accidents, it'll slow you down. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Shauna Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly with our headlines. Also, saw a story from our news partners at WKRG, the burn ban in effect for Alabama. Some wildfires over the weekend. They fought one, I think, as close as Washington County. North Baldwin County had one as well. I'll tell you this, I think I saw some of those from North Baldwin and on up. Was up in Birmingham over the weekend. A couple different places on I-65. You can see where the fire had burned right to the interstate. Now, some of them were there in the median, the old flip the cigarette out, like grass fire along the interstate that's kind of trapped there by the median.
And cut those out, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm tired of people flicking cigarettes out when it's this dry.
There you go.
Or anytime, really.
Yeah. Right. And then in addition, I could see places where some non-controlled burns have made their way towards the interstate. So, yeah, dry out there, burn ban in effect. Do be aware of that in case you're planning a big burn on a Monday. Not happening. 6:09, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An escaped inmate remains on the run this morning, and authorities say he could be anywhere in the state of Alabama, according to a press release from the ADOC. 24-year-old Austin Patrick Hall escaped from the Camden Work Release Center around 5 p.m. on Sunday. That's an Alabama Department of Corrections facility very close to Selma. Hall began his 117-month sentence on June 20th last year after being found guilty of theft of property in the second degree. That's according to court records. He is described as being a white male weighing 180 pounds, 5'9" tall. He does have brown hair and hazel eyes. ADOC says, quote, if you have any information concerning the whereabouts of this escapee, please notify your local law enforcement agency, the facility from which the inmate escaped, or you can call the Alabama Department of Corrections at 1-800-983-18825. A missing Louisiana teenager has been safely located in Mississippi. This case made national news. Noah Daigle had been missing since September the 18th. He was found Sunday afternoon. According to a Facebook post by Go Rescue, a volunteer group involved in the search, Daigle was located in a wooded area in Pascagoula. The group says that one of their Facebook followers found Daigle on Interstate 10 near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. Search teams and volunteers had searched the woods in that area for weeks, but there were no signs of the missing 19-year-old. According to Go Rescue member George Ruiz, he tells news outlets that from what we can gather, he was living in the woods next to Walmart in Pascagoula. He's going to a hospital for a few days. Once again, 19-year-old Noah Daigle found safe in Mississippi. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager missing from Louisiana has been found. 19-year-old Noah Daigle was reported missing September 18. His car was found near the Alabama state line in Mississippi 4 days later. George Ruiz of Go Rescue had been searching for the autistic teen from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. He got a message Daigle was spotted at a Pascagoula Walmart Sunday. He was reunited with his grandfather and uncle a short time later. Five fires are burning in Alabama this morning. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire alert as the state continues to experience dry conditions. 30 fires have recently burned and have been contained, including one in Washington County and another in Conecuh County. Deputies in Santa Rosa County, Florida are looking for Andrew Raggianti. Officers say he assaulted a victim over the age of 65. He's wanted on two battery charges and a charge of resisting arrest. Officers say Raggianti is violent and should not be approached. If you know where he is, contact the Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch, just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn tumbles down the top 25 rankings. The New Orleans Saints keep on rolling without Drew Brees and the first NFL head coach firing of the season. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Week 6 of the college football season is in the books. And with that, a new AP Top 25 poll was released on Sunday. Alabama and Clemson were both off on byes this weekend, but they remained ranked first and second this week. Alabama received 32 first-place votes to retain the top spot for the second week in a row. Clemson received 15 first-place votes. Ohio State is now tied for third alongside Georgia. The Buckeyes received 10 first-place votes after earning their first ranked win of the season over then-number 25-ranked Michigan State, 34-10. The Bulldogs received 3 first place votes. They beat the Tennessee Vols in Knoxville 43-14 on Saturday night. LSU remains ranked 5th. They received 2 first place votes after easily defeating Utah State 42-6. Oklahoma is number 6. The Sooners beat Kansas 45-20. The Florida Gators moved up 3 spots to number 7 after beating then number 7 ranked Auburn 24-13. Auburn fell 5 spots to number 12 with their first loss of the season. Wisconsin's number 8, the Badgers shut out Kent State 48-0. Notre Dame's ranked 9th after shutting out Bowling Green 52-0. And Penn State moved up 2 spots to number 10 with a 35-7 win over Purdue. There's still 6 SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Texas A&M is the only team that's behind Auburn at number 12. The Aggies are ranked 24th, up 1 spot from number 25. Missouri Tigers fans were fearing the worst on Saturday when quarterback Kelly Bryant took a nasty shot to his left knee in Missouri's 42-10 win over Troy. Bryant left the game after the injury and did not return to the game, causing some to worry that he may be lost for the season. Fortunately for Bryant and Tigers fans, the injury was found to be not that serious. He was diagnosed with a sprained left knee and is expected to participate fully in practice this week as the Tigers prepare to host Ole Miss on Saturday. In NFL news, USA Today Sports is reporting this morning that the Washington Redskins have fired head coach Jay Gruden. Washington's 0-5 this season after suffering a 33-7 loss to New England yesterday. Gruden was the longest tenured coach of Daniel Snyder's 20-year ownership of the Redskins. Over six seasons, Gruden has a 35-49-1 record and one playoff appearance. The Patriots' win over Washington yesterday leaves New England as one of only two teams that remain undefeated. New England's 5-0 this season. The other undefeated team, San Francisco, plays tonight against Cleveland on Monday Night Football. The 49ers are only 3-0 after having a bye last weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs were undefeated until last night. The Indianapolis Colts pulled off a 19-13 upset in Kansas City, holding the Chiefs to their lowest point output in their last 26 games. Here's Colts head coach Frank Reich after the win.
It was good in all three phases, but particularly good on defense, and obviously that showed today. Coming in this place against that offense and to do what our defense did today was unreal.
In some other pro games from yesterday, New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 31-24. Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater passed for 314 yards and four touchdowns in the Saints' third win in a row. Green Bay handed Dallas its second loss of the season in a Packers 34-24 win over the Cowboys. Baltimore beat Pittsburgh 26-23 in overtime on a 46-yard field goal from Justin Tucker. Houston crushed Atlanta 53-32. Christian McCaffrey scored three touchdowns, leading Carolina past Jacksonville 34-27. And Philadelphia scored two defensive touchdowns in a 31-6 win over the New York Jets. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves scored three runs in the ninth inning to beat St. Louis 3-1 yesterday. Dansby Swanson hit an RBI double to tie the game at one. Then Adam Duvall came through in the clutch for the second game in a row.
Martinez deals, and that one's driven into center field. Bader coming in, can't get it. It's down. One run is in. Ortega, here comes Swanson. He will score. And Adam Duvall strikes again.
At call from TBS, the Braves now lead the National League Division Series 2-1 over the Cardinals. Atlanta will have a chance to move on to the next round if they win in today's Game 4. First pitch in St. Louis is set for this afternoon at 2. The LA Dodgers scored seven runs in the sixth inning and beat Washington 10-4 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tonight at 5:40. In the American League, Houston leads Tampa 2-0. Game 3 is in Tampa today at noon. And the Yankees lead Minnesota 2-0. Game 3 is in Minnesota tonight at 7:40. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson snapped a 75-race winless streak with a win at Dover International Speedway yesterday. Larson led 154 of 400 laps, including the final 73, to secure the win over Martin Truex Jr. and Alex Bowman. Kevin Harvick finished fourth and Denny Hamlin finished fifth. It's Larson's first playoff win and advances him to the third round for the first time in his career. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue in light traffic from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along I-10, and also traveling downtown. The tunnels, the Bayway, no problems from the Eastern Shore. For Daphne, Malvis, Deloxley, and I-10, it's been a pretty quiet start. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November is highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. Tickets are just $10. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The body of a missing Alabama teacher has been found after months of searches. Kelsey Starling went missing July 4th after a boating accident on an Alabama lake. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Marine Patrol Division, they do confirm that Kelsey Starling's body was recovered Saturday. The 26-year-old woman was involved in a two-vessel crash in a deep section of Smith Lake, which is north of Birmingham. Search and recovery work was made difficult, they say, by an underwater forest of trees that were not cut down when the lake was created more than 50 years ago. Divers from the Houston County Rescue Squad, they located Kelsey on Saturday in about 140 feet of water near where the wreck happened. Kelsey's family says that they are thankful to finally have closure. In your weather news this morning, North Alabama experienced a small earthquake early Sunday morning. As according to the U.S. Geological Survey website, the 2.4 magnitude earthquake struck about 4 miles from the Tennessee state border a little before 2 a.m. The earthquake, which was measured at a depth of 5 kilometers and about 30 miles from Florence, is one of about a dozen that has occurred in the state so far this year. According to the USGS, quote, most of the earthquakes we experience in Alabama are associated with the Southern Appalachian Seismic Zone. That's an extension of the East Tennessee Seismic Zone that runs along the Appalachian Mountains from the northeastern corner into the central part of the state and the Bahamas Fracture Seismic Zone in southern Alabama. The Associated Press is reporting that earthquakes have been fairly common in North Alabama lately. From 2017 to 2018, there were 20 earthquakes in the northern third of the state. And a series of small earthquakes were also detected earlier this year very close to the Alabama-Florida state line, just north of the Panhandle. We'll talk to Dr. Bill to get more on your weather when it comes to these earthquakes and what you can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. And yeah, just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. There's a little change, even though this is not the big change. A little change when I stepped out this morning.
Yeah, I noticed a little bit. But
yesterday afternoon felt nice.
Mm-hmm. The first thing I did when I woke up, though, was look at the temperature. It still said 74, so that was a little deceiving.
But yesterday afternoon, some drier air. We were riding around. My son and I were outside. It felt pretty good. It's going to be better by the end of the week. More from Dr. Bill coming up. And also, news over the weekend, you just heard the report, Rip Taylor passing away, plus Ginger Baker, the volatile and propulsive British musician who is best known for his time with the power trio Cream. More on that from Pat Piper from Westwood One.
Ginger Baker played with Blind Faith as well as Cream. Everyone knew who was drumming because there was always a solo. Baker called himself a jazz drummer, and many found him difficult. There's a 2012 documentary called Beware of Mr. Baker. That's from a sign that was posted outside his house. And when Cream was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012, Ginger Baker had something to say.
I'll be very brief. Just thanks very much. It's nice to be here. Thank
a year later, the BBC program Newsnight asked how he wanted to be remembered. Drummer. There's a good chance that will happen. I'm Pat Piper.
Yeah, you know, you talk about how difficult the stories of Ginger Baker, like, I think that has to go into, whether it be Spinal Tap or any of the mockumentaries or the jokes about pretentious rock and rollers. The late Ginger Baker was part of that. He was like, he couldn't get along with, who was it in the band? It was, who was it?
Clearly wasn't Clapton.
No, it wasn't Clapton. I guess it would only be three of them. So Jay Bulger would be the only other one, right? Now, who else in Cream? Somebody in Cream he did not get along with. I'll figure it out when we get back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A huge fire broke out on Ono Island Saturday afternoon. Smoke could be seen miles away. It happened just after 4 o'clock. The fire destroyed at least two homes and threatened two other homes nearby. We've learned that one firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion. No one else was injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. An inmate has escaped from a work release center in Wilcox County. Police say Austin Hall was last seen in Camden wearing a white uniform. Hall is 5'9", weighs 180 pounds, and has brown eyes. Hall is serving time on a theft charge. If you see him, call 911. Navarre Beach is no longer accessible to wheelchairs. The Moby mats have been removed. Last spring, Santa Rosa County invested more than $8,000 to install the Moby mats. The mats ran almost to the water's edge with places for wheelchairs to turn off and park along the beach. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection is now calling the mats an environmental violation. They also add the county did not seek approval to install them. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
With the sudden U.S. move to pull troops out of northeastern Syria to make way for Turkish forces, the European Union is calling for calm, warning that fresh fighting is likely to create more refugees. Barbara Starr reports Turkey is expected to go after Kurdish forces who had been allied with the U.S.
Turkey says it's going to cross the border and try and move these Kurdish forces out. Now the U.S. saying these forces were supported only, of course, to fight ISIS. So now saying that they will move out, U.S. forces pulling back.
The House Democrats' impeachment inquiry of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine may have fresh information as a second whistleblower has stepped forward with what the person's lawyer says is firsthand knowledge of key events. One of the two men accused of opening fire inside a Kansas bar early Sunday, killing four people and wounding five others, has been arrested. A manhunt continues for the other. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Amsterdam safely made an emergency landing last night in Bangor, Maine, over 200 on board. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The nation's business economists think President Trump's trade war with China will contribute to a sharp slowdown in economic growth this year and next, raising concerns about a possible recession starting late next year. The latest National Association for Business Economic Survey shows they expect growth as measured by the gross domestic product to slow to 2.3% this year from 2.9% in 2018. The new forecast marks a downgrade from the 2.6% estimate for 2019 economic growth that the NABE panel had made in June. For 2020, the forecasters expect GDP growth to fall to 1.8%. PayPal is pulling out of Facebook's digital currency project known as Libra, a blow to the social media company that has faced stronger than expected scrutiny over its proposed creation of an alternative payment system. The digital payments company says it will instead focus on its existing businesses. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, let's hit the rewind for a second, because on Friday we talked about the record high that was set on Thursday, and then what happened?
Well, that high we had on Thursday was 98, which was the hottest ever in October. breaking the old record set 2 days earlier. And then on Friday, we hit 98 again.
Wow.
And, so we have two 98-degree readings for the warmest ever in October. The first 5 days of the month of October, we set records. Each of those 5 days. And yesterday, it was broken, but broken in the sense that we didn't reach 90. We had 88 for the high yesterday afternoon. And so that streak comes to an end. One thing we do need is some rain. Except for a small area in Mobile that got drenched a couple of weeks ago, there are many areas that have not had any measurable rain in September and nothing so far in October. And if we don't get any rain today, there's only going to be a slight chance for the next week or more. And so right now we have quite a bit of rain across central Mississippi and northwest Alabama due to a cold front. The front is headed down to the Gulf Coast this afternoon and tonight. It looks like a lot of that rain will kind of fizzle out before it gets to the coast, but we hope that there'll be enough to give us some precipitation through the afternoon and early evening hours. Look for temperatures today to get into the upper 80s with some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity, as I've mentioned. Then tonight, the rain will move out. And it will cool into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, looks like it'll be a mostly sunny day. And temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 80s again. Now, for the rest of the week, for Wednesday, mostly sunny. Same for Thursday. Very slight chance of a shower. And highs will be in the upper 80s. Friday, plenty of sunshine and a slight chance of a shower. High in the upper 80s. Then another cold front comes in, this one even stronger. Over the weekend, we should have plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the low 80s and cooling into the 50s at night. So we have really more of what we should see this time of the year, and that'll be coming in next weekend. But in the meantime, we will see some drier air coming in tonight and tomorrow. And we'll keep temperatures in the 80s and cooling into the 60s at night. So outside of today, not much of a chance for rain, even with the arrival of that front next weekend.
Now, do you feel that now we've broken the 90 streak, and are we finished with it for this year?
Well, certainly temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, we won't see that. We'll go get close Wednesday and Thursday, very close to that 90-degree mark. It's possible we could just reach 90, but none of those readings in the mid and upper 90s. Looks like we're finished with that.
Hooray. All right, let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
Right now, we don't have a named storm. We do have a tropical wave over the western Caribbean that's going to affect South Florida with a lot of rain. We don't expect any development of that at this time. We also have a couple of areas out in the central Atlantic that could develop into tropical systems, but if they do, that's no problem for us or for the East Coast. And another big tropical wave coming off the African coast, and that has certainly some potential. So right now, we don't have any organized storms, so that's good.
Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update. Also, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Yeah, that burn ban in effect because of that dry weather Dr. Bill's been talking about. I know there have been some wildfires as of late. Be careful out there. This time of year, I'm somebody who puts on controlled burns. We actually, on purpose, set the woods on fire on purpose.
Fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun the way... I'm sure parachuting would be fun.
Scary.
It's scary when you start it, just not because of starting it, but because of the unknowns and being responsible for it. It is the day you're not scared of it, it's the day you're going to get in trouble. But we put those fires on in the cool season and the wet season, so there's not the fuel in the woods, fuel being pine straw, cogan grass, trees, leaves, all those kind of things. So if a fire would get out of control and get on your property or somewhere this time of year, it wouldn't have as much to burn. It wouldn't be as hot of a fire.
Yeah, and you got to prepare a lot for those too, right? To do it correctly.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yeah, but when the first drip torch drops and the woods start lighting, if you don't sweat it, then you're better man or woman than I, for sure. All right, 6:40. And oh, by the way, it's a Monday. Jack Bruce is who we're talking about, who Ginger Baker had his rivalry with. his jerkiness with, but that's it. It's a Monday morning, and I forgot the name Jack Bruce. Thank you, because the text line, people say, no, it's Jack Bruce. You're right. You're right, it is. 640, we'll check traffic next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jacks!
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have an accident at Three Notch at Schillinger Road and another one right in front of Baker High School at Airport and Flay Pierce Road. Still a good ride across from Bayway and the Causeway. No delays as you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Also, text line open for you at 343-0106. We'll pull the curtain back. Our discussion here during the news break. Most prima donna band ever. Do you mean prima donna as in the bands that had the riders that they could only have, you know, like no green M&Ms or anything like that, or bands that had internal strife?
Well, we were talking about, you know, the death of Cream drummer Ginger Baker, right. and you were talking about how he didn't get along with his bassist Jack Bruce.
Not at all.
And comparing that to the movie Spinal Tap. So I was thinking, you know, what band...
Okay.
What band was what I was looking for was nearest to Spinal Tap, but also some internal strife. Like I was thinking, Aerosmith. You know, Steven Tyler and Perry. They really didn't get along for a lot of years, and I imagine that was pretty not fun to be around. Kiss. Sometimes they didn't get along, but I think they were all business up on the stage. So I was wondering, what band do you think was nearest to Spinal Tap?
Like
the parody, but they weren't a parody. Whatever this band was,
right? So I'm trying to think of bands that did not get along with the Police. Now this is moving a little past the regular classic rock phase, but the Police, who I did dig them so much when I was a kid, Sting didn't get along with Andy Summers, and Summers didn't get along with Copeland, and it was like Days of Our Lives with those three. But I mean, Zeppelin, you heard some stories about Zeppelin, but they'd pull it together and make sure to rock out.
I guess generally Pink Floyd.
Yeah, there were some artistic differences.
When there's like one band member that is just so much more talented than the rest, I think usually you see that happen, especially with the Police, I would say, with Sting. Wouldn't you say he's way more talented than the rest?
They were all really good, but Sting, yeah, he kind of did a little more with his career.
Hey, I don't Cream, know, Eric Clapton was clearly the guy there.
But that's so funny. So Clapton was the real talent. Well, even though, I mean, Ginger Baker, rest in peace, a fantastic drummer, Jack Bruce, great bassist. But those two were fighting while Clapton was thinking about his next. How about y'all? Hit us up on the text line. Like prima donna bands that had constant internal strife because of autistic differences. 343-0106. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news for the state of Mississippi, as all 21 beaches along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are now open after being closed this summer for a harmful algae bloom. On Friday, the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality lifted water contact warnings, which were issued August the 6th. Warnings were also lifted for Pass Christian Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, and Bay St. Louis Harbor. MDEQ says that recent results indicated that while the bloom was present and or in bloom, many of the cells were dying. MDEQ moved to the toxicity testing phase of the protocol last week. Sampling results, according to officials, say that they were all below the EPA guidelines set to protect public health. A cold case in Dothan is getting closer and closer to a trial date. The Dothan Eagle is reporting that a Dale County judge has set February 3, 2020 as the opening day of Coley McCraney's trial on capital murder charges. McCraney, you may recall, is an Alabama trucker and part-time preacher who was charged with murder in the shooting deaths of two teenage young ladies 20 years ago. McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of 17-year-old J.B. Beasley and 17-year-old Tracy Hollett. Their bodies were found in the trunk of a vehicle in 1999. Police say they identified McCraney as a suspect after using genetic genealogy techniques on crime scene DNA, and that additional testing also showed McCraney's DNA was a match. A hearing is set for today in this case. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager missing from Louisiana has been found. 19-year-old Noah Daigle was reported missing September 18th. His car was found near the Alabama state line in Mississippi 4 days later. George Ruiz of Go Rescue had been searching for the autistic teen from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. He got a message Daigle was spotted at a Pascagoula Walmart Sunday. He was reunited with his grandfather and uncle a short time later. Five fires are burning in Alabama this morning. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire alert as the state continues to experience dry conditions. 30 fires have recently burned and have been contained, including one in Washington County and another in Conecuh County. Deputies in Santa Rosa County, Florida are looking for Andrew Raggianti. Officers say he assaulted a victim over the age of 65. He's wanted on two battery charges and a charge of resisting arrest. Officers say Raggianti is violent and should not be approached. If you know where he is, contact the Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Auburn takes a tumble down the top 25 rankings. The New Orleans Saints keep on rolling without Drew Brees, and the first NFL head coach firing of the season. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week 6 of the college football season is in the books. And with that, a new AP Top 25 poll was released yesterday. Alabama and Clemson were both off on byes this weekend, but they remain ranked first and second. Ohio State's now tied for third alongside Georgia. The Buckeyes received 10 first-place votes after earning their first ranked win of the season over then-number 25 Michigan State 34-10. The Bulldogs received 3 first-place votes. They beat the Tennessee Vols in Knoxville 43-14 on Saturday night. LSU remains ranked fifth. They received two first-place votes after easily defeating Utah State 42-6. Oklahoma is number six. The Sooners beat Kansas 45-20. The Florida Gators moved up three spots to number seven after beating then-number seven-ranked Auburn 24-13. Auburn, on the other hand, fell five spots to number 12 with their first loss of the season. Wisconsin's number eight. The Badgers shut out Kent State 48-0. Notre Dame is ranked ninth after shutting out Bowling Green 52-0. And Penn State moved up two spots to number 10 with a 35-7 win over Purdue. There's still six SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Texas A&M's the only one behind Auburn at number 12. The Aggies are ranked 24th this week, up one spot from number 25. Missouri Tigers fans were fearing the worst on Saturday when quarterback Kelly Bryant took a nasty shot to his left knee in Missouri's 42-10 win over Troy University. Fortunately for Bryant and Tigers fans, that injury was found to be not very serious. He was diagnosed with a sprained left knee and is expected to participate fully this week as the Tigers prepare to host Ole Miss. In NFL news, USA Today Sports is reporting this morning that the Washington Redskins have fired head coach Jay Gruden. Washington's 0-5 this year after suffering a 33-7 loss to New England yesterday. Over six seasons, Gruden had a 35-49-1 record and one playoff appearance. That Patriots win over Washington leaves the Patriots as one of only two teams that remain undefeated. New England's now 5-0 this year. The other undefeated team, San Francisco, plays tonight against Cleveland on Monday Night Football. 49ers are only 3-0 after they had a bye week last weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs were undefeated until last night. The Indianapolis Colts pulled off a 19-13 upset in Kansas City, holding the Chiefs to their lowest point output in their last 26 games. Here's Colts head coach Frank Reich after the win.
It was good in all three phases, but particularly good on defense. And obviously that showed today. Coming in this place against that offense and to do what our defense did today was unreal.
Also yesterday, New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 31-24. Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater passed for 314 yards and four touchdowns in the Saints' third win in a row. Green Bay handed Dallas its second loss of the season in a Packers 34-24 win over the Cowboys. And Houston crushed Atlanta 53-32. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves scored three runs in the ninth inning to beat St. Louis yesterday 3-1. Dansby Swanson hit an RBI double to tie the game at one, and then Adam Duvall came through in the clutch for the second game in a row.
Martinez deals, and that one's driven into center field. Bader coming in, can't get it. It's down. One run is in. Ortega, here comes Swanson. He will score, and Adam Duvall strikes again.
All those runs scored with two outs on the board. The Braves now lead the National League Division Series 2-1 over the Cardinals. Atlanta will have a chance to move on to the next round if they win in today's Game 4. First pitch in St. Louis is set for this afternoon at 2. The LA Dodgers scored 7 in the 6th inning. They beat Washington 10-4 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tonight at 5:40. In the American League, Houston leads Tampa 2-0. Game 3 is in Tampa today at noon. And the Yankees lead Minnesota 2-0. Game 3 is in Minnesota tonight at 7:40. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson snapped a 75-race winless streak with a win at Dover International yesterday. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, Alex Bowman third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin fifth. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just wrapping up an accident at 3-notch at Schillinger Road without injuries. Another wreck right in front of Baker High School at Airport and Flay Pierce Road. Wreckers are on the scene there as well. Looks good through the city, and again, no problems along the interstate all the way downtown and across the Bayway. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile with fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soup and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police have a number of open investigations and they need your help. On October the 3rd at approximately 9:19 p.m., police responded to reports of shots fired on North Ann Street. Upon arrival, police located a male victim inside of the location who had been shot. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is ongoing. Once they have a suspect in this case, they will be charged with assault in the first degree and shooting into an occupied dwelling. 24 hours later, another shooting into an occupied vehicle case, though. This is now being investigated right now. On Friday, October the 4th, at approximately 12:30 a.m., police responded to the area of Cottage Hill Road and University Boulevard in reference to a report of a male victim laying in the intersection. It was later discovered the victim had been shot and was hit by a vehicle. During the investigation, it was also discovered that the victim was driving in the area when he was shot. The victim then wrecked his vehicle, got out of the vehicle, and started walking in the roadway before being hit by a passing vehicle. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is ongoing. And also on October the 4th, Mobile police investigating a recent robbery at a local gas station. On Friday at approximately 1:34 a.m., police responded to the Clark Exxon gas station on Moffett Road in reference to the report of a robbery. The victim stated that two males entered that location with guns and demanded money and then took off. One subject is described as wearing a mask, black hoodie, and black pants with a red stripe on the legs. The second subject was described as wearing a red Alabama hoodie and black pants. There were no reported injuries, thankfully, and this investigation is still ongoing. If you have any information about these investigations, you are encouraged to contact Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Big thank you to so many that have reminded us of classic band feuds out there as we were talking about the passing of Ginger Baker and we're talking about the feud with Shaq Bruce. But how did I forget this one? One of my favorite bands growing up, still dig, Old Van Halen. You know, this is if Eddie Van Halen, David Lee Roth, Abby talked about it, Michael talked about it on there. Yeah, that was a classic feud between those two, Ray Davies and Dave Davies from the Kinks, Axel and Slash would get into it.
Yeah,
Duff McKagan had to leave Guns N' Roses for drugs.
What about
y'all? That's a story for the record books. That Duff McKagan, he was asked to leave Guns N' Roses by Axl and Slash because of his drug use.
He did too many drugs.
That's called the rock bottom right there.
What about Liam and Noel Gallagher?
Oh, and Oasis, yeah.
I think Liam still calls Noel a potato. He says he looks like a potato.
Richie Blackmore, Deep Purple, and got tons and tons of people saying, hey, what about Fleetwood Mac? Yeah, you're pretty spot on there. And one of the texts we got here. Catherine, I have to edit this a little bit, just a little edit here on this. Catherine says, in a meme, has a picture of Stevie Nicks and said, is comparing her with Taylor Swift and had Taylor Swift talk about writing whiny songs about her ex-boyfriends. Then it showed Stevie Nicks. It said, hold my beer. Made her ex play guitar on songs she wrote about him being a jerk. We'll put it that way. Be right back.